Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Oh, they have the internet on computers now.
To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. Peter is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than 15 years he's been hanging out with us. The founder and the principal of the Meyer Group. Author of two of my favorite books in my library, Warp Speed Growth, and my absolute favorite, Creating and Dominating New Markets. You hear me talking about that book all the time, even when Peter's not here. He's our good friend, Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for bringing me back.
Good to have you back. So, Peter, you're smart enough to be a particle physicist, a theoretical physicist. I, on the other hand, even though I took physics in high school, I am not. So when you start talking about string theory, I think you might actually be taking me into the cosmos because you're that smart. But that's not the kind of string theory you're talking about, is it?
Well, Jim, kind of. you are the cosmos for so many of us every morning. So thank you for doing that. But no, I'm not talking about Stephen Hawking. What I'm talking about is problem solving, very practical, hands-on, solving the kind of problems that we have in our businesses every day and every week. And I use the string theory moniker as a way to get your attention, and I guess it worked. Thank you.
Yeah, it did.
All right, so let me start with the idea of problems. There are some problems that they sort of solve themselves, and you don't worry that much about them after a while. And there are some problems that seem to go on and are really important, and they just need to be solved. And there's times when they're really hard to solve, and times, which is what we want to work on, when they're much easier to solve. And I'm sure you come across them. I know all of us have these problems. We generate them. We come across them. People give them to us, whatever. So the concept is straightforward. You probably remember from your earlier days that there were bags of grain, bird seed for us here, or cat food. Or
in my case, on the farm, it was feed.
Bags of
feed. Feed for animals, yeah.
Yeah, bags of feed. And they were sewn shut. And when they're sewn, and they still are, when they're sewn shut, you can open them by pulling a string. String at the top. Now, there's two ways this can work. One is you can pull on the wrong end, and when you pull on the wrong end, it just gets tighter and harder.
It just tightens the knot, yeah.
Yeah, and so when that happens, you either pull harder and get frustrated, or you can turn the bag around or walk around the end of the bag and pull on the right end. When you pull on the right end, it just sort of pops open. And the heroic part of our lives, the heroic sense that we have about ourselves sometimes, says that we should just simply pull as hard as we can on the wrong end, and the harder we pull, the better it gets.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm running a company, what I want is I want to get a simple solution now and move on. So it makes sense when things don't pull open quickly to go to the other end of the bag, other end of the string, and pull on the easy end.
So you're saying if I'm faced with an issue and it's not solving itself are not looking like it's moving in the direction of solving, perhaps I should stop and say, I must have the wrong end of the string.
That is really the smart, quick, efficient, and, particle physics quality way of solving a problem, is not to try and beat it to death, but to step back and say, wait a minute, where is the right end of the string?
Because there's the old tendency for, especially for guys, in fact, there's actually a joke that us guys have among each other, and that is, well, I guess I need a bigger hammer.
And there's a sense in our culture, and it's not just male, that it is heroic and it is something that we should do and ask our people to do, to simply work harder at the wrong end of the string.
Well, the act. See, that's the thing, isn't it? I mean, it's not so much that we want it to be hard. It's not so much that we don't even give ourselves time, and I'm just talking about myself here. I don't even give myself time to realize whether I've got the wrong string or not. I just react to it, and because I can grab it, I can hold on to it, and I think I know what I'm doing, I just rip it off or something. I try to do that, and it's It's not a thoughtful approach, is it?
It's not only not thoughtful, but it's a way of chewing up lots of extra hours and energy that you could put into better parts of your business or your life.
And Band-Aids. You can cut yourself on those things.
Yes.
You know, I mean, you can create brain damage and inefficiencies and cost money.
And have a really miserable day.
Right.
Or you can have a much better day. I can give you some examples if you want. Starting
I want you to do
break.
That when we come back after these messages. But the main thing I'm getting out of what Peter's saying here, folks, is that if you're bumping up against an issue and it's not just the solution, is not just unfolding in front of you, maybe you got the wrong end of the string. Maybe you need to go on the other end. And if you pull that one, it'll just unravel. The question is, it's not as easy solving problems where that the other end of that string is as it is with a bag of feed. It's a little bit more difficult. Quick break, 20 till. Right back with Peter Meyer. Stay with us. Got a black magic
woman. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.